seems all right.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I'm Roy. I coach Destroy. I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Calvin out.
Every week we've got to get you up a bit.
You
two can get stuffed. Seriously, get what? Around the ground. Okay, Warn Dog will start.
All right, let's go with me. Yeah, I finished up with a 22.70, which is probably about par for the week. I reckon maybe 22.50 was about par. Pretty much, I'm staying about the same in the rankings. Yeah, that's where I was.
Yep, Captain Mediocre over here was just the same as usual. Solid score, 22.66. Got me up about probably 4 points
less than me, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Absolute nail biter. So I've gone to about 2,200 in ranking. Typical mediocre score from Destroy. Calvin?
I'm in the green vest. I'm wearing the workwearhub.com.au green vest. Not very happy about it. I'm just a little bit over it, okay? And last night on Twitter, I was genuinely pissed off.
I could tell.
I was annoyed. I looked at it and I was like, because people are going, oh, what'd you get, Calvin? And I wrote, 2,200. Yeah. Oh, that's okay, 2,200. Yeah. Guess what I really got?
Oh, no.
What?
2,199.
Oh, no, that hurt.
No, just to kick me in the gut. Yeah. I'm lying on the ground bleeding. And just boost. And then I get reminders on my phone today of what you scored. Hey, Calvin, just letting you know, you scored 2,199.
Sometimes they rub it in. I reckon there needs to be a setting on that to say, if I don't score over, can you
let
not,
it go?
Not
let it ride. Now, Calvin,
yes,
one
Roy.
Thing I must say, it really impresses me. Oh. You still turn up with passion to be disappointed. You've barely taken the thing off. You might as well get used to it.
I don't even know how to answer that, Roy. I just am sick of, as we say, my players I spend a lot of money on turn up like a pack of retards. It annoys the hell out of me. And then, you know what? Some of the guys I pay top dollar for, Ibbotson, I paid like 600 grand for him. He doesn't even bother turning up.
Nah, he's pathetic.
I've played lost in the last 2 weeks.
All right, let's be positive. Let's look at some plus fours, Calvin. You'd have to have someone plus four, plus three.
Here's Warnie. I know you beat me by four, all right?
I might make mine a plus two. Kieran Jack. At least there's someone in my team who is starting to step up. He had 140. He is an absolute freak. And later on, we're going to push his case to be in the best lineup for the end of the year.
Yeah, fair call too.
We'll review that.
Yeah.
All right, for me, I'm going Hanley as my plus four. I was pretty happy with him. Brought him back in.
Plus three.
What did I say?
He keeps saying plus four.
You beat me by four, Warnie. Yes, I know, mate.
I know, there's got to be a little special mention for Hibbo. He needed 74. He got 78. To defeat Destroy.
Are we doing plus threes here or?
Still plus fours. Oh.
Well, it was 4 points. It was fantastic. Hibbo came home late in the last game of the round to beat Destroy. Helped me get into the top four of a very prestigious league of the DT Talk Riders, which is top 10 in the leagues, which is pretty good, actually.
Am I in that one?
Yeah, but you didn't make the finals.
What a bloody surprise.
So who the hell are you giving it to? Hibbert?
Yeah!
That is not on!
Oh, no, he gets a special mention. Oh. It was Hanley, of course. Right. He had 100 back in the side. Happy with that.
Oh my goodness. The top score for the round.
Who?
The Rockwiz.
Oh, yes.
Tommy Rockliffe is my plus three. If you don't mind, how much did we say? Put him back in the middle.
Put him back in the middle.
And look what's happened. 144. He's in red hot form. He's actually the pick of the forwards at the moment.
Yep, definitely.
That's mine.
Right, time to bitch about Poopy. -3. Guess who I'm starting with? I think I gave to this guy last week. The bird is not the word.
No,
just quietly.
Certainly not.
When 6 weeks ago, he was the flavour of the forward line, I call it. Bird
chicken flavour.
Hashtag bird is the word. I saw it all over Twitter and I was like, who is this bird fella? What's going on here? Went in, purchased myself a bird. Millions of dollars I paid. He is an absolute spastic. He gets me 60s. And this week, right, I tried to give him a bit of encouraging.
I saw
on this the website, Sporting Bet it was, 78 points. And I thought, even if he plays bad, he'll get over that, surely.
No. Is that where they play him? Bulldogs?
Yeah, and he kicked 2 goals in that.
Oh, he was brilliant.
I told you not to chase birds, Calvin.
Oh.
Anyway, my -3. Well, there was a lot putting their hand up for it. And I'll tell you what, Ibbotson
Oh.
Oh, he's lucky not to get it. I'm just going to give him the arse, along with the man I am giving the negative 3-2. The joke is over. My little funny ha-ha Stanton experiment is gone. He is... Well, I spoke about it the other day, didn't I? What a pathetic piece of crap he is. And then I had a couple of drinks and I bloody got him in my team. Absolutely stupid move.
Yep.
And Stanton gets negative 3 and the arse, and he can take Ibbotson with him.
All right, whoa. Well, that's big. Now, I'm going to go, a guy that I bought in, he was a flavour of the month, and I pick him up for a 72. Fantastic. So, Endo.
I apologise.
You blokes have talked him up. You've got very bloody excited about it.
I know.
And, so he ended up with 72. So, he's getting that. There are some guys there that are lucky to not be copping that as well, though. I've got bloody Bryce Gibbs, who's been a negative 3 guy for us a few times.
Yeah.
Grimesy as well.
Oh, God, Grimesy. Did I lose to a team with Grimes in it?
The reason he's not there is because he actually could have been a whole lot worse. His scoring was atrocious.
Yeah,
he came back and scored well. We scored more than Hendo, so yeah, good on you, mate. But, so Hendo, he gets mine. Yeah, all right.
This week it is finals. Welcome, Roy. You have made finals. You are a star.
Thank you.
I squeezed into, no joke, this is not a joke, and I know you think I squeezed into 4 finals out of the 5, in 3 of them, 8th.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And so this, your $21.99 scraped into 8th this week.
It did. Excellent. And this week, I am going to get out of the green vest, and I'm going to beat you, Destroy.
Oh.
It's 5th, 1st, 8th in the DreamTeamTalk.com league.
That would not be fair.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, I tell you what, though. Do you know why I'm confident in this matchup, Warndog?
Oh, this will be
because
it.
I checked the old rank by points.
Yep.
Saw myself sitting up there in second or third.
Yep.
You are one of the guys that we used to bitch about.
No way.
You're that little muppet.
I was like 9th or 10th. I got 8th. That's not bad.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Little John's the worst.
Yeah, he's bad. Actually, so's Chopper as well.
Yeah, right.
But do not. If you beat me this week, it's the biggest injustice
in history. You will be beaten. I am going to tweet it. It's called hashtag beat Roy.
Oh, yeah, like hashtag bet on bird went well too, didn't it?
What about you, Roy? Where did you finish up? Did you get some good spots?
No, I've gone very well. After a shocking start where I was about 0-4, 0-5 in some of my leagues, I have got into the 8th. Only top 4 in 1, but yeah, I'm in the finals, so it's good. How about you?
Yeah, I smashed it on. Four top 4 finishes, so Warndog's happy about that. But this is the injustice one.
Yeah.
In this, the KP Premier League.
I'm glad
we're
you
all
brought
in.
That up, because I was about to if you didn't.
Well, we're all in that, right? And it's overall ranking for the prize for $500.
Oh,
so thank God for
you.
That. Because I finished, I'm second at the moment.
Where am I?
I'm not far behind.
Yeah, you're in the 8th.
Yeah, I'm near top 4 in that.
Yeah.
I had a great run.
Yeah. And so, 10th! I'm playing in the bloody tinhead cup in a league that I'm probably going to win the $500
I was pissing myself because I thought it came down to head-to-heads.
This computer would not actually be sitting here now.
So let's just quickly recap. For those guys who maybe haven't played much Dream Team before, finishing the top 8, you get to play for the premiership of your league. First place 4, second place 3rd. And you get the double chance in the top 4. If you finish in the bottom 4 there, 5th place 8th, 6th place 7th, and it's an elimination final, and you progress the way through. If you don't make the 8, right, don't feel sad, because you're playing in the Tithead Cup.
Feel sad.
The Tithead Cup is whoever...
embarrassing.
Because our mate Tithead used to always finish in the bottom 8. So basically, he developed up this own system and an own award for the winner of the bottom half. So don't give up. Keep fighting. You can win the Tithead Cup if you are one of those morons in the bottom 8.
If you did finish 17th or 18th, though, it's game over for you. So that's disappointing. That's a devastating thing.
I'm pretty sure no one in that position would listen to a podcast based on
Team. Probably not. Russ, are you listening? Now, a couple of things with that, though. Obviously, with the top 4, you get that double chance, like Calvin was saying.
Yay.
That can be very important along the way through. Even the top 2. Now, I've seen a couple of draws in my leagues in the last couple of weeks. If you finish higher, so on the ladder at the end of the season, that's like your home ground advantage. So if there's a draw, the one that goes through, so you get the win. So that can be quite important for people. But that's sort of pretty much where that's sitting, eh?
It sounds stupid. Oh, you'd never get a draw, but there was a time we were drawn basically the weekend because Turlick, a few hours after the game, got a negative four. They must have stuffed up a tackle, giving him one. Jeez. So we were that close to a draw. So it can happen.
Thanks, Gibbo. You're a legend. Yeah. All right, let's get into what we spoke about last week, which was creating for these finals our ultimate 22. We went through, we all had different positions to look after and do that. And we had a few issues, I guess, over the weekend.
How did the team go, Doc?
How did it go? Well, all right, it went well. I did the maths, added all the scores up, and we ended up with 22-04. That's with going with Swanee as our captain, because we've got to follow Calvin.
You do.
You know, it's stupid if you didn't. But that's without a player, because Roy, in your midfield, you had Boydie there. And he was a late withdrawal. But what we're going to do, we'll go back to that in a sec. We'll go through our lines now, and we'll see what our real score was in the end of this team. So, in back line, as we said last week, that was my job. It was the hardest job of the lot, but it was too hard. Not one of the players scored over a ton. Oh, sorry, Enright did. He got 102, so that was all right. And yep, he was probably nearly a 50-50 player to make the team for me. But we've got to... There's got to be some changes.
There does.
I went into that thinking that Hanley
yep
wasn't going to be playing.
Yep.
What's going on with Brisbane's bloody medical department up there? They're saying 2 to 4 weeks, he missed one. So he came back, had 105, so that was huge. So he's got to come in. Now, I think Hendo, that little experiment, we wrote a... Well, some people got to write a break even and make a few dollars out of it or whatever. But is it gone, Roy? You're the expert on it.
I don't think so. Yes, that was disappointing, but we're looking at a disappointing score of 70 from him. I've seen far worse from defenders, and at least he has that history of hundreds the last month. I'm happy. I reckon you should keep him in.
I've got confidence he'll bounce back.
So if we're not getting rid of Hendo, are we getting rid of Gibbs? Back-to-back 60.
69. Well, not back-to-back, because he pretty much got back in there or got into this team because he had that 100 last week.
Yep.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
But that's three lots of 60s in the last four.
Yeah.
He's got to go. So he's definitely out. Gibbs is gone.
Oh, my God. He being serious.
G-O-R-N. And Hanley comes in for him, I reckon. So, guys there, though. Hartlett, his form's been pretty good of late. He had 120 on the weekend. Obviously, that's a great score.
Yeah.
But 103 and 90 from there. We know he averaged 90 last year. Mm. So he's definitely capable. And Roy, your boy Ellis.
Thanks for bringing him back up, because he gets written off far too quickly.
He's had 95, 91 and 102 in the last three.
You don't have to tell me.
Guess when he got those?
After you got him out.
Yes.
Oh, God.
He was going terrible, though.
But so would you put Ellis or Hartlett in over Hendo?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to give it another week.
Yeah, I'm happy to give Hendo another week.
All right, so we'll stick with that. All right, let's go into the midfield there. Pretty much exactly what we wanted. I don't think much needs to change there, except obviously Boydie, he's out.
Yep.
And we should take a little moment here to thank Matthew Boyd for the last, well, probably the last 3 or 4 years where he's been an Uber premium, but... Yeah, I don't know. He's gone.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Matty.
He's been... He's a captain. He's a Calvin's captain.
Yeah,
he features.
And unfortunately, he's gone.
He is, yeah.
For good now. It was a risk putting him in there.
Yep.
But hey, look at the last game he played. Oh, exactly. He still got his 1-4 or something.
And as we said...
He did his job.
He sits there next to Griffin because of that grand final chance where he plays Melbourne. So who are we putting in to replace Matty Boyd?
Well, there's a few players that are in form at the moment.
Yep.
Cochin is definitely in the mix. Ryan O'Keefe, his consistency has him up there. He does have a high ceiling as well. But on the last 2 weeks, Kieran Jack has jumped up to take that spot.
Has to.
He's back in form. He had 13 tackles on the weekend. He has scored 128 and 140 in his last two.
Yep.
I think you've got to have him in there.
You have to.
He is well and truly... You know, he doesn't look out of place.
If he was your eighth,
yeah, exactly, doing pretty well.
Yep. Yeah, all right. So that goes in now. Doing this now because we can. We've whacked Jack in there, and let's just say that he was in there instead of Boyd because we could have known before lockout.
Yep.
So that bumped that score up to 2,344 for the week, which is
that's a good score.
Very good. So you know, you'd obviously take that if that was your team. So that's what the ultimate team looks like. Coxie and Cruz, going to stick with them in the ruck.
Yep.
People might be calling for Cruz's end.
Yeah,
78 against Sandy. And as you said, Roy, it's his worst team to play against. That's all right. Now, Calvin, forward line. You're walking with a bit of a swagger with what you picked.
All my forward lines are untouchable. So Stevie J, Dusty, Rock, Bart, Vault and Cloak, all brilliant.
Tweet, tweet.
And... Tweet, tweet. Did not that fine, you fool.
Didn't Bertie get
Bertie
in
Bertie doesn't get in that.
Oh, sorry.
Bertie only gets in shit teams like mine, not our good one. So you know, that is looking pretty solid. That is looking pretty solid. I don't think anything there needs to change very much at all.
I'm going to give you a couple of names.
I'm going to give you an answer back. Go.
The first one's going to be Boomer Harvey.
Yes. I've looked at him.
125, 118 last 2 weeks. Looking pretty good.
Yeah, what I don't like about him is he's run home. He goes Adelaide, Essendon, Hawthorn, Collingwood. It's a tough draw. I think we just leave it as it is.
Yeah, do you know what? I was worried about him.
Yeah.
I was worried about him having that tough draw. He played Geelong and got tagged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had 37 touches.
Yeah.
When he's on. It doesn't matter. But yeah, the draw is daunting. The draw is actually the only reason I didn't bring this man in when I recommended him a couple of weeks ago, Lachie Hansen.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds stupid. We all turn our noses up at him, and I don't blame anyone for doing it. But okay, you've got to sit back and listen to this. He's a good price at the moment because he got injured on a zero, which kept his price right down. 8 of the last 9 games, he scored over 90, and he's gone 103, 113 in his last 2. He had 30 touches and 10 marks on the weekend. That is better than so many of those guys are delivering. 8 of 9 games over 90 in a row.
That's ridiculous.
It is, isn't it?
So at what point do we then seriously consider putting him into that forward line to replace someone like, say, Reeve?
Vault. Get rid of the Vault.
Are we doing it?
Well, I think... Jeez. I tell you what, he's doing that.
YOLO!
I haven't looked at the price of Reeve, but given Hanson's only 366, I think you'd be making a little bit of money out of it. If that money gave you the money to change one of your others, you know, to a Uber Primo...
Definitely.
I would do it as part of a double trade.
Holy hat.
I know.
So, Calvin, you've got the call because this is your position. Are you going to keep the Vault there at the moment?
No, Hanson's in.
Yes!
Bugger it! YOLO! That's how I roll.
Yeah.
If you're scoring well, you're in.
Man, I could sell stuff. I should sell cars or houses. I've just sold Hanson.
Yep.
Lachie
you Hanson. Sold Hanson.
All right, is Lachie Hanson going to make the captains this week?
Jesus.
Who you got? Have you had a look?
Who have I had a look? I'm going to try to sell you something.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Swanee's been our boy the last few weeks.
So?
Okay. Oh. 163 the week before. He was 115 last week. And that's
good,
not...
in the wet.
That's not too bad. No, we'll take that. Listen to this. He plays Sydney at ANZ Stadium. This year against Sydney at 85. Last year at 106. Okay? He's played him 12 times in his career. Highest score, 130.
Yeah.
Not massive. Mm. In his career... he has cracked 125 in only a quarter of his games. Okay? Yeah. That's not great for Swanee.
No, it's not.
The best news for Swanee here is he averages 121 at ANZ in his last 3.
Yeah.
And last week, 9 Bulldogs scored 90 or more against Sydney.
Well, that's a stat I like.
With 5 of them over 100.
They give up more points than they used to be, the
Swanee. So
it's different, yeah.
That's massive. I do like Swanee. I really do like him this week. But I also like Ablett.
Course.
Guess who he plays?
No.
He does, Roy.
The Demons.
In the first round of finals, he plays the Demons.
He plays Melbourne at Metricon. He plays at Metricon.
Not to go.
Yeah.
He plays at Metricon. He's played there 9 times this year and has not gone under 100.
Wow.
So, and that's against quality opposition.
All right. So
all of a sudden, Melbourne rock up and he's got him at Metricon.
He's
so,
a lock, isn't he?
Well, he had 134 on him earlier this year and 130 on him last year.
In all forms of the game, you're just going to have to go.
Look, the thing I don't like about him, though, 89 last week from Gaz.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
And if you look over his last 5 scores, okay, he had that 163. The next best there is a 114.
Is it really?
109, 104 or something. So they're not great.
No.
That 163 makes him look absolutely brilliant. You take that out, and he hasn't done much in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, and then you throw in that it's Demons and you forget it all.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're allowed to take scores out. Like, you just can't go, oh, take that out because it was good and add that in.
They did do your score last week, though.
Did they?
Knocking you down under 2,200.
Oh, that pissed me off.
Yeah. Like,
see, here's the deal, though. So, with Gaz, the only reason you wouldn't go him is if you were a heavy underdog, you needed a massive point of difference, and you were just hoping that he would get injured early.
Well,
How else would you not go him?
Yeah. Well, you have to go him. Against Melbourne, at Metricon, it's just boom, boom, tick, tick. The other thing is, Lyndon Dunn has been sitting as a back, just playing as a defensive role, and your boy dog, Grimesy. Grimesy will be the tag on Abbott this week.
Terrible.
He's putrid, isn't he? I don't know how he got to that score. That's respectable.
At least he'll be somewhere near the ball if he's even trying to
tag him.
Chasing
Abbott's ass.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
So, at the end of the day, I think at the moment, Abbott will probably get the nods just ahead of us. Are we really turning the back on Swan? What's he done wrong for us in the last 3 weeks? 130, 163, 115 in the wet.
It's horses for courses. It's going against... It's going to a guy that's got great history. He's ticking all the boxes, Gaz.
I better get out my pirate pen and start, dip it in the ink.
Oh, we'll know more on Wednesday night.
6 p.m, dog. Wednesday, 6 p.m, Wednesday night.
DreamTeamTalk.com.
Sixth best article on the site.
Six, is it?
It's six.
Probably getting up there now because it's... Yeah,
there's some bloody good content on there at the moment.
There is, yeah, very, and lots of good things to chat about too. Like, this is a time, and probably a bit of strategy is an interesting thing to talk about. What are we looking at for our teams this week? Like, for trades, do you need to get a win? What sort of stuff can we do?
What I'm doing, I actually need some money, right? I've got a heap in the bank, but not quite enough to get Stanton to Beams, because obviously they are so far apart. Bloody... ridiculous. Anyway, so what I'm going to do, Ibbotson, see you later, happy to see the back of you, taking a massive risk here, I am.
Hanson?
No, I spoke about this last week. Scotland.
All right.
On the back of that 129 last week, probably too early to jump. However, this week he's backed it up with a 126. So they're his first 200s of the year. That has to be role change related. So he's down at 367. That gives me enough money to say, see you later, Stance, hello, Beams. So I'm doing that.
Good call. What are some of your big trade-in options this week then? Who are you excited about?
Who am I excited about bringing in? I think Scotland, if you're after a roughie in the back, is well and truly worth getting in. Kieran Jack in the mids, I hate to say it because I've got him and, I don't really want everyone to have him, but he is looking that good. He's got to come in. And, like I already said, Hanson in the forward line. An interesting one in the rucks I want you to look at, if you want a cheap one to give you some money, Big Mummy.
Yeah.
He's on back-to-back hundreds,
yep.
And he looks to have turned his season around. So, I don't know, have a look at him.
Yep.
He is fraught with danger, but high risk, high reward.
All right, let's wrap this up. Now, I'm going to give a bit of a shout-out, Roy, and you're not going to like this, or your boy's not going to like it. I am the assistant coach of... Tasmania school champion. Now, my boy at my school and Roy's boy at his school were pretty much going head to head to take out this title this week. Now, as a good assistant coach, Friday lunchtime, I sat down with Noah, helped him out the whole time, going through all the scenarios, looking at his opposition, doing all that, those matchups. Destroy, did you help your boy much?
Good coach, bad coach. I was frustrated trying to work out my own trades and said, mate, no, I need to think about my own team. Piss off.
And so I've got the champion. So anyway, if you're in the schools comp, well done if you hit the top because now they go into finals as well.
Oh,
and so...
no, sorry, mate.
My little man is a chance. He finished second overall for the whole school spot. So, did all right. So, that's probably about as good as I'm going to go this year with my dream team coaching.
And let's not forget, round 22, big DT party in Melbourne. Make sure you're getting your way down to 100 Swan Street.
Yep, so at the Richmond Club Hotel. And don't forget, also, Thursday night, the live show, it's going off. It's, we've got 4 weeks left.
Yep.
You need to be watching. You need to make sure that you're making all the right decisions over these weeks to do your best in the finals.
I might try to break that restraining order, see if Rocky's up for a call.
Yes.
Top scorer of the round. Yeah. He'll be up and about.
He will.
He'll probably be calling and trying to get on.
Oh, probably. Good point.
Cool. Thanks for hanging out with us.